Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder and host of Talking with Heroes for this program here. We've been at this now for 10 years, and that includes audio programs like we're doing the last 2 or 3 years, but also 6 years, from 06 to 2011. We made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan. Hundreds and hundreds of videos with the troops are on our YouTube page. And what's amazing to me is we're pushing 350,000 now that have watched one or more of these videos. And this is with no advertising, all word of mouth. And anyway, if you want to find out about our 10-year history, go to talkingwithheroes.com/about. We also have a news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, where you'll find an article in the left column about the program we're doing tonight, and another one that we're going to hear about here in just shortly. For a year and a half now, I've been involved in a strategic partnership alliance with an organization called R4 Alliance. It's www.r4alliance.org. When I first talked to one of their leaders, Bert Gillette, about mid last year, they had 19 members. Those were all nonprofits, all military support groups, and most of them led by veterans and military families. Today, they're over 70 members strong. Many of these organizations span across the country. So many exciting things they're doing, helping our men and women who serve and have served and their families. And so, but tonight, what we're going to do is we have two people on the line. We have Matthew Burke. Some of you may have watched the video interview I did with Matt back in October at the R4 Alliance National Conference. He's a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, was injured in Afghanistan, and he is the founder of the organization we're going to be hearing about tonight, 10, that's the number 1, number 0-CAN.info. He is actually calling in from Adams River Camp on the Suwannee River in Florida. So we're going to hear some fun stuff. And then we're going to start with Linda Cray. She's the business manager of 10 Can, and she's going to talk a little bit about herself and about the organization. So I want to welcome you both to the program. And Linda, if you could start, share a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Bob, for having us. Yes, my name is Lynn McRae. I am a daughter of a World War II veteran. My brother was in Vietnam, so he's a Vietnam veteran, and then I had a son that served in the Army. I came on with 10 Can just a few months ago and very excited about the mission with this program, not only helping our wounded veterans, but also our getting the word out there about our wounded first responders. The survival race is coming up in March. It's going to be exciting. Just lots of events. We encourage them to visit our Facebook page because there is just so much going on all the time with the organization. And, again, I'm just really honored and just to be a part of it.
What is your Facebook page? How do people find you there?
Our Facebook page is the number 10, 10, and then capital C-A-N. That is our home Facebook page. And then, of course, we have Facebook pages for the wounded first responder, our survival race, and some of the other events which you have going on, including our martial arts classes.
Great. So what is your background to be involved with something like this? I was reading a lot about you, and it's incredible all the things you've been doing.
Well, my background, I have done a lot of business as far as business management through employment, but also my main is ministry. I have a heart for those in the military and other, you know, organizations. I have a prison ministry that I'm in where I have some young guys that I go in and visit each week, and kind of incredible how everything just kind of comes together when God puts a puzzle out there for us. But again, my background is more the ministry area and reaching out to community and seeing how we can come together and help each other.
Great. Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and hopefully we'll all meet one of these days.
Oh, so, no, most definitely.
Now, right. Well, shortly before we went on the air, when you contacted me, and we were hoping to have Matt on, but we didn't know what his situation would be as far as cell phone signal or anything. But we do have Matthew Burke on now, And so I want to welcome you to the program, Matt. First, thank you for your service to our country. And why don't you share a little bit about your service and just a little bit about yourself?
Mr. Calvert, thank you so much for having me this evening. Lynn, thank you for setting this up. Hello, everybody. I am a retired master sergeant in the United States Air Force. I think Bob did a pretty good job of introducing me. The reason that Tin Can came into existence was a divine calling back in 2005 that I had when I realized that there wasn't a whole lot of things for the children of veterans. And so God led me on this path of specialized ministry focused on adolescent development. And I realized that adolescent development needed to go back just a little bit further to being emerging adolescents, about 10 years old. And so I could long wind this, Bob, so I'm going to try to shorten it up here.
That's okay. Go ahead.
The Aborigines do a rite of passage. And that rite of passage is, I don't know, take them out and cut a divine tail off or something. It gets pretty crazy. We want to keep it kind of simple, and we want to go off of what we know, and that's survival, living off the land. And so I'm out here right now doing it. It's my third night out, and the mission was to go with less than 10 pounds of gear via kayak on the Suwannee River from White Springs to Manatee Springs. It's 149 miles with no food, no water. I put it all in God's hands, what I know how to do out here, living off the land and surviving. It has been pretty tough. It has been definitely tough. I chose a great time of the year where there's an abundance of I was definitely getting ready to be facetious. There's not an abundance of anything right now because it's winter. And I was able to catch a fish the first night. I used a life straw to filter my water. It seemed to do a very effective job. So I was able to hydrate off the Suwannee River. Had a little fish to eat. Didn't realize how many calories I'd be burning. So I struggled the second day. I got to do a whole lot of praying, and I think God sent some folks to intercede on my behalf, and ended up getting fed at a state park. Some folks came by, and you know, Bob, it isn't all about living off the land when it comes to survival. It's surviving, and if you allow yourself to be blessed by people around you, my friend, that is surviving at its finest. And so I could tell you stories all up and down the river that I've met wonderful people. I've seen amazing things. And I have had to do some stuff out here to keep my head on straight and remain vigilant. And so those are the kind of things that we want to bring veterans out that may be getting a little overwhelmed, put them out here on the river, let them just let it all out, you know, escape from your social expectations or your stressors that's involved with everyday life, right? Still with me, Bob?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
All right, good stuff.
Yes. Are you alone on this trip you're taking, or do you have other people with you?
I'm alone right now. I predicted because of my injuries that I would be suffering on the back end of this pretty bad, and stroke by stroke, it's very painful. When I endure so much pain, I tend not to think straight, and so I want to make sure that I have a wingman for the back half of this. So I have my cousin, he's a disabled Air Force veteran as well. He's going to be joining me tomorrow on the river. We're expecting some bad weather, but we have some contingency plans in place. We're going to finish this out. We're going to finish strong. And the reason mm-hmm. behind this, there's two purposes. One is to bring up some awareness, to build awareness for the wounded first responders. You know, it's my heart's desire to see that R4 Alliance brings this program on board and allows all across this nation first responders who have hidden psychological wounds or have been physically injured in the line of duty, to allow them to benefit from this amazing organization, these programs that some wonderful people have put together all across this nation. Like you said, 70 organizations, and Heroes on the Water, I believe, already does first responders. One of the problems that we're having is identifying first responders who have been wounded or injured. And I believe this comes to take a look back at us as veterans 10 years ago, and it was pretty difficult to find veterans to say, hey, I'm a wounded warrior. Now it's, and I'm roughly guessing on those time frames, it may be a little further back. But that, anyways, the point is, it's that's what we're facing right now with the first responder community, law enforcement, fire, rescue, EMS.
Wow, I want to tie this in there. One of the things too that I think if people will take a look at the bigger picture too is you're bringing together the veteran family through TUNCAN. You're bringing together the veteran family and the wounded first responder families, our law enforcement, fire department, and so on, bringing them together so that they work together. Our veterans will be working with our first responders, and our first responders will be working with our veterans. So I think that's kind of a neat thing. Coming together as a family.
You're absolutely right, Lynn. I apologize if I'm not talking very straight. It's just part of being out here. Correct. The first responders and military, they're two unique communities within our society that mesh very well together. We can learn a lot from them. They can learn a lot from us. And where our focus is empowering them to continue being purpose driven, our core concentration is their development of their children. More central to that is their salvation. And so we really focus on the spiritual growth, whereas a lot of your programs focus on mind and body. We want to throw in the spiritual development, or the soul, if you would, in addition. That scares a lot of people off. You look at someone who says, hey, I'm a Christian Adventure Network. What do you expect out of someone like that? Well, my first thought is I'm going to be preached at whenever I go out on a trip with them. Preach to anybody. We evangelize through action. And so it's just like all these other organizations are doing, it's just showing love, showing that we care for them.
It's amazing what you're doing, Matt. So, I got to do a video with you at the L4 Alliance Conference, and you were telling me about this March survival race that you have coming up. And again, I'm sorry, I was hoping to be able to be there with the video equipment, but I'm back in rehab again from this third foot surgery, but we were talking just a few minutes ago. Maybe we could have a call-in from that survival race. But why don't you talk about what's coming up in March?
Yeah, so March 12th and 13th, we're going to launch our second annual survival race for heroes. The idea is to do a two-day, one-night adventure. A lot of your survival rates that you see is a mud run. You jump through some obstacles, et cetera, and it's a 5K. You know, in my mind, that's a joke. That's Facebook survival. You take the guys, you have to navigate through land. You have to hustle 20 to 30 miles down river. You have to set up your shelter. You have to forage, or you have to live off of what you brought. In other words, and the folks who pack heavy will end up not winning, but they may eat good that night. They're not going to get the gold, silver, or bronze. And we have a couple teams available that we're looking for some wounded warriors to fill. We got sponsored by Big Daddy Guns and A&E Well Drilling Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong there.
Yes, that's correct. No, that's correct.
Okay. And so those are two teams that we're looking at recruiting a couple Wounded Warriors to race in, and that would be free for those Wounded Warriors already paid for. They would just wear those colors of those sponsors. And then we have seven more spots available for nonprofit organizations to register and race for free.
So will you all be in like canoes and kayaks or one or the other?
Yeah, the teams are in either tandem, kayak or canoe. They can also race in solo kayak if they like. The winner of the team competition last year was in a canoe, and the winner of the single individual was in a kayak.
When you were first telling me about this, I believe it was after we met in Florida, the R4 Alliance Conference, I think you said there would be like some kind of boat following along with them.
Yeah, so the boat, are you talking about safety or are you talking about like media?
Safety.
All right, yeah, so FWC, that's the fishing game for Florida. It's Florida Wildlife Commission. They have blessed us with their presence out on the water. They come out there and QC our guys, make sure that they're safe. They are available for search and rescue if anybody goes missing. We had somebody fall behind the claw class last year, and they stopped for a burger, and so we found them. You do what you got to do to live, right? And these guys,
yeah, exactly,
thought that was necessary. Well, they didn't win anything, but nonetheless, they had a great time. And that's what it's all about. We're hoping that the R4 Alliance can join us this year. We're proud to be part of this coalition, and they're doing some amazing work. We'd love to see them out there. We do have a couple safety teams. One will be at Midway, and one will be on the water with them as well.
Okay, and so you have openings for more veterans, and I think you said that just a little while ago, didn't you?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, how do they check this out more? How do they register? Through your website? Why don't you just describe it?
Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I was just going to say, I didn't know if we had lost you there for a minute, Matt. They can go to our Facebook page and they can click on a link there and go and register. Most of the information is on the Facebook page. They can also check out the webpage, and then they can also private message us or email us, you know, if they have any questions or concerns.
Okay, and we're doing okay on time, so hopefully both hang in here with me a few more minutes. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen on this survival race. Like, how far are you going? Are there stops? Were there two nights, I think? There's stops someplace, camping, or why don't you just describe it a little bit?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So up front, they're going to ruck. They're going to do a ruck, and they're going to take everything that they brought to survive on. They'll run about 2 miles. We'll empty them out into an unmarked trail through the forest. They'll have to navigate through that to reach the other side, and then they'll grab their boat, drag it to the water, and take off. They will paddle approximately 25 miles to their campsite. We call it Midway. At that point, they'll get clocked in, and they'll set up their camp for the night. The next morning, they'll launch in reverse sequence, so the last person to arrive Midway will launch first. And then they will run down the Santa Fe River to the Suwannee River. They'll connect there, head downstream. This is all downstream, of course. And then they'll finish up at Heart Springs. The second day is approximately 30 miles of river, whereas the first day is approximately 20-25. Last year's Midway Challenge was sleep deprivation. We lost three individuals who tapped out at Midway because of, they couldn't sleep with Garth Brooks' tribute night happening. This year we're going to do a rural challenge to where it's real. You got to live off of what you can find in the woods, kind of thing.
Wow, that's amazing. And
it
you know,
is. It's,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a risky race, and that's why it is a survival race. We have a medic team that checks everybody up front, makes sure that they are healthy enough to compete and complete. And then we also have a medical team that at midway to check everybody in and continue checking them throughout the process. So we value our competitors. We want to make sure everybody's safe. And anybody and everybody that invests and sows into Tin Can Incorporated, we want to make sure that they feel the love.
Sure. What kind of animals? I mean, I think Florida, alligators, snakes, I don't know. What kind of animals do you run into?
Well, last year I ran into hornets. I got beat up pretty bad up there, Reton, in the location for this year. But we're going to go to a different section where those hornets aren't going to get after us. But we have wild hogs, coyotes. Even an armadillo can give you a nice little scare at night when you can't see anything, but you can hear them. We do have alligators. They don't attack people too often. And then, you know, the snakes, the rattlesnakes, the cottonmouths, moccasins, if you would. Most of the time, those critters in March are kind of dormant still. It is all relative to the weather, of course, and so we'll play it by ear. FWC does a lot of briefing for us. They make sure that if there's a wild alligator on the attack, that we're aware of it. That was me being funny.
That was you being funny? Okay. You're probably ready for sleep, aren't you? It's what, 9-something there, p.m.
Yeah. I've paddled almost 30 miles today and went through some pretty rough weather. It's only going to get better tomorrow, worse, I should say. We're expecting some pretty heavy thunderstorms. So I'm going to hit the water as soon as I get a chance. I got another 30 miles tomorrow to hit up. And, we have a saying in the military, embrace the suck. Well, this is me embracing the suck for my brothers and sisters in the first responder community and for my church.
Go ahead, then.
Sorry. I was just going to say, Matt has carried the blue colors the first half of the leg, and he'll carry the red colors the second half of the leg.
And what that means is there are American flags that have a thin blue line and a thin red line. And the thin blue line, of course, represents Leo. The thin red line represents fire, rescue, and EMS. And so we want to make sure they all get recognized. Here at the transitional point, I met an individual. He was an Air Force veteran. He got out of the Air Force and became a firefighter and was wounded as a firefighter. It's funny how things line up, like to where you have no idea what's in front of you, but when you get there, what a surprise. It was really nice to meet him. If you go over to our Facebook page, you'll see a picture of him and I. I'm barefooted because it's the first time I got a chance to get out of my boots and my socks, and the weather's good, so I'm really enjoying the soft sand on my feet here in Florida.
Wow. Wish I was young like I used to be, where I could do that stuff anymore, but this is great. What we'll do is, once we finish this program, I will put a post on all the social media pages again, but this time I'll let them know that you actually called in. And I'm sure there's some veterans out there that are going to hear about this, and they're going to go, yeah, that's for me, you know. So what's your email? And I think you mentioned an email address.
Yeah, it's 10CharlieAlphaNancyEchoMikeAlphaIndigoLima@gmail.com. That is 10CanEmail@gmail.com. Anybody can hook up with me anytime they want. One of our main focuses for veterans is teaching them how to become farmers. We do that through, we've adopted the Veterans Farm training program, and also we teamed up with the Farmer Veteran Coalition. And so any veterans out there want to learn how to become a farmer and become a community impact player like that, we'll hook them up.
That is great. Why don't you, any last things you want to say to the American people, but especially to veterans, military, that are listening?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you for your service. Take care of your family. Your family's taking care of you. Make sure that all is squared away. Hey, I want to shout out to the precious little kiddos at home that's embracing and sacrificing that we can go out and fight this war. One big shout out to Heather at Project Sanctuary and Bert at R4 Alliance. Thanks for making this happen for Tin Can Incorporated. And thank you, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, well, we'll talk down the road when you get rested up and you get back. I'm obviously not going to be able to be there in March, but I have some ideas on things we could do, possibly even video still.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bob.
Last things you want to say?
No, just thank you for inviting us, and we're excited to see what else is going to come down the pipe.
Me too. Thank you very much to both of you, and Matt, get some rest. Be safe out there.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you soon.
Okay. God bless you. Well, folks, we've been talking with Lynn McCray. She's a business manager for Tin Can based in Florida. And then Matt, who's an Air Force veteran, he's a master sergeant, was injured in Afghanistan. He's the founder of Tin Can, and he called in tonight at a campsite on the Suwannee River. But you heard also about this event coming up in March. So any of you that, maybe like kayaking or on a canoe or, be a part of something like this, just go to their website, www.10-can.info. That's 10-can.info. And so to everybody who's listening right now, I thank you. This is our second program for starting the new year off 2016. Programs that are coming up, I'm going to have a lot of similarity to what we've done tonight and last week with NotForgottenOutreach.org. They'll be talking, these different organizations are going to be talking about retreats, all different kinds of retreats, whether it's camping or fishing or kayaking, canoeing. Many different types of campaigns that are being launched by these organizations to help our veterans and to help our military and families. And so we're going to be talking with a number of these organizations over the next 4 to 6, 8 weeks. And so if you want to find out about this, we're also, by the way, on Facebook. Our main Facebook page is Talking with Heroes, or you can even type my name and Bob Calvert to pull it up. And then we have a page that you can like, and it's Talking with Heroes program on Facebook. And then we're on Twitter. It's hashtag Talk with Heroes. And for those of you who are listening who have already been helping share information about these programs, I want to thank you so much. And for if you're just listening for the first time and you like what you heard, please do the same. We'll put these posts out. You can share them with your own on your own social media pages. And so before we close, I want to thank all of our men and women who are still serving right now, active duty, and your families. Thank you for your service. Thank you to all our veterans, first responders, and your families. And but to those of you who may be somewhere and possibly in harm's way, we look forward to you coming home soon. Be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.